Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. VJ's in for Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. It's the Odd Couple. VJ in for Rob. And look, VJ, before we get into our topic, I got to ask you something that's going around.
What up?
Because as I said last hour, and I want to pub y'all, you can check VJ Husky out every Saturday on the Martin and VJ show right here on Fox Sports Radio from 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific. But I heard y'all advertising yourselves as the new Odd Couple. Now, what's up with that?
Well,
I mean, it's flattering on the one hand, but we ain't going nowhere. it seem like we about to retire.
Now, first of all,
might be retirement age, but not me.
So, first of all, you need to check your sources, because I definitely, as much respect and love we have for you guys, I've definitely not called us the new Odd Couple. People on Twitter are calling us the new Odd Couple, and we read the tweets how people are referring to us as the baby Odd Couple, because Martin and I are very similar to you and Rob, where we are very different as far as just human beings.
Martin and
I are very different of how we even just see sports and our lives. So people do look at it and go, you know, maybe they may. Now, there's one chocolate and there was one vanilla bra on your show. There's two vanilla bras on our show. So, lot of sensitivity. It's a lot of sensitivity going on between Martin and I, because you got two light-skinned brothers. And when you got that, you're going to have some real heated, sensitive conversation. But, no, I love it. I thought it was flattering, too, because, I mean, look what you guys have been able to pull pull off. And if Martin and I can pull off a half or fraction of that, I would feel successful here at Fox Sports Radio.
I don't mind it. We flatter it, but just don't make it seem like we about to.
Oh, that's you and your feelings. That's you and your feelings.
No, I'm not in my feelings. People telling me it sounds like that y'all about to retire.
Like I said, check your sources because we ain't said it like that. We ain't said it like that. We coming though.
Well, keep coming. I hope y'all are coming. Like I said, I got Martin on that. So I'm teaching lessons. So y'all keep coming.
Okay.
All right, look. Let's get to this Ja Morant thing where we know he's suspended for 25 games. And Rob G, come and kind of give us – it was something interesting that Tim McMahon, very good reporter for ESPN, said on a podcast. Bring us up to speed, Rob G, on what happened.
That's right. Tim McMahon was on the latest edition of Brian Windhorst and the Hoops Collective podcast. It's a great pod if you like NBA talk. But buried at the very end of the podcast, you had to put it at the front, they're talking about the Ja Morant suspension. And Tim McMahon says that the people in – and oh, he's heard indirectly that Ja and the people who are in or formerly in his camp feel that the NBA is, quote, out to get him, as is the NBA media. Mm-hmm. Talking about Ja Morant.
Now – I got to say this, VJ. The NBA wants nothing more than the success of Ja Morant. I was actually talking to a person that works in the league for a team, and he's been in the league for a while now, and he was lamenting the fact that there really isn't that clear-cut American superstar who's going to become the face of the league, the next face of the league. Obviously, you have LeBron and you have Steph, but all of the guys that are really in position to be the face of the league, mm-hmm. Nikola Jokic, Giannis, Luka, and who knows what Victor Wembanyama is going to be. They're all, of course, international. And obviously, we love the international players, but it was just saying, man, where it's never been a time where an American hasn't been one of the big key faces of the game, and is that going to be good for the league? And we both were saying it was supposed to be Ja. It really ideally would have been Ja and Zion.
Yeah.
But Ja is the guy of all the American young players, Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, whoever else you want to throw out there, because there's plenty of good American players. Ja Morant is the one. Take away the off the court stuff. He has the game. His team was a contender. He is arguably the most electrifying and exciting player in the league. Like, and he had a kind of a rags to riches story, right? Freaking Murray State. Mm-hmm. So the league, look, Ja Morant's success, if he does come back from this and, you know, resurrect his career and continue to play great, if not even better, basketball, then he will become one of the faces of the league, and the league will love that, because the more successful he is, the more successful the NBA is going to be. So this notion that the NBA has it in for Ja Morant, what? Like, that seems utterly ridiculous to me to even contemplate.
Well, it's not ridiculous for me to contemplate, because when this suspension thing came out, I was hot. I was heated. And I let it be known on our show Saturday and, you know, through my social media. But when I saw this, I come at it from two ways. I get why you're saying exactly what you're saying. Everything you just said perfectly. I get exactly why you're saying that. And I don't have a lot of pushback against it. What I will say, though, and you guys always, your phrase here on the Odd Couple, we keep it real. We keep it real. So I'm going to keep it real. Right. The reason why this comes out like this is because it's the gun. And in America, in our society, in today's world, when black athlete has gun, there's a certain picture painted. There's thug, criminal. You're supposed to fear that. And when anybody else does it, he's defending his home. They're a hunter. They have all rights to Second Amendment. He's not the only NBA player that's posed with guns before. Chris Kaman posed with guns right after the Aurora movie theater shootings with two AR-15s. And there wasn't this type of reaction with it. Now, he wasn't waving it around or holding it like Ja was holding it, but there wasn't this type of reaction to it, because for him, it's, well, that's his amendment. That's his right. He has the right to own a gun. He has a right to pose and hold up his gun. That's where I think
it
this
also
comes.
Was viewed, and I hear you because I made some of the same points, that, you know, early on in this.
Yeah,
but I also think it was he was a known hunter. I'm just saying.
I get, and that's fine. I get all, and that's
and
a word.
Was kind of playing with it, like you know. But I feel you. That's a valid point.
And I'll go just off our community. Period. Just real talk. Black celebrities, our people, our community, we flash things. We flash our money, we flash our clothes, we flash our jewelry, flash our lady.
That's a stereotype.
I know it's a stereotype, but in that community that he comes from, that he's showing or he represents or doesn't represent or what have you, that is what they do. So I can see where his camp is coming from, because what they want to say is, well, you didn't do it to this guy, or he's being treated unfairly. If you do that, now you're gaslighting. Now it's a whole big thing.
But
so
then,
you have to put
a broad.
You
know what the answer, you know what the statement would have been, should have been then. If that's how they felt.
Yeah.
It should have been like, why are you viewing this black man with a gun differently than you view Chris Kaman or you would view a white athlete? I brought it up.
If it was
Bryce Harper with the Phillies, would it have been as much a you know an issue? And so, but don't single out Ja. If you want to say, oh, you guys are you looking at black athletes, young black athletes differently, because and I get where you're saying, but I'm just don't come at like it's just Ja. And they did meet with him and say, obviously, look, don't, you know, you can't be flashing guns on your social media. And he went out and did it anyway.
Yeah.
And I feel, look, I think there is a lot of hypocrisy within this country, period.
Yeah.
We talked about politicians, Republican politicians, with their kids holding assault weapons. In hip hop, obviously, it's very prominent where young black men are glorifying gunplay and killing and things like that. But yet he does it. That's actually where what he's trying to copy. And so I feel you on all that, but the NBA is a private league and they can make the rules that they want to make. And so they within their rights to, you know, suspend him and things like that. But my concern, VJ, for more of this was for Ja Morant's safety. And I've said that from the get-go. I am most concerned about his own safety because he's playing like he's a gangster, and we all know his upbringing. That doesn't mean he couldn't be tough. That doesn't mean he couldn't have certain things he's into, but he wasn't brought up like that. And so you're putting yourself out there where some people that really live that life might come at you in a certain way because you're portraying that this is what you're about. And so I'm more concerned about his own safety, whether he would hurt somebody with a gun or get hurt himself with a gun. And so hopefully I think this suspension hopefully serves as a wake-up call for him because he needs it. A lot of what you said was true, but that does not negate the fact that he needs a wake-up call because he could put himself in a bad position.
I will push back a little bit on the upbringing, and I think that's actually a stereotype because when kids are from a certain from the hood or from the ghetto, they're expected to be something or expected to act a certain way. But if you come from a two-parent home, both his dads are home, is from the suburbs. I'll just speak from my own experience. I was raised in the suburbs. My mom got remarried and had a stepdad. I had two parents in my home. I lived in the suburbs. I went to a suburban-type high school. Go Google Gangs of Northern Virginia, where I grew up from. Just because you're from the suburbs or just because you had a certain type of upbringing doesn't mean that things do not influence young men and things that they want to be.
That's one of the reasons people criticize hip hop.
They want to be
because it is influencing young kids who aren't in that environment. And we know enough about his environment. You're right. It could be dudes from the suburbs rolling like that.
Yeah.
But we know enough about his upbringing that he wasn't rolling like that. Now he might have. We've seen even pictures on Instagram when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Posing like he's this and that. So he's clearly held these fantasies about that life. That doesn't mean he came from that life.
I get that. But also, too, one thing I do want to speak on, since we're using the term that life, once you are ingrained in that life, I've seen guys that I was cool with in middle school and at the beginning of high school who weren't in that life. And then once they became and joined and got down and joined again and got in that life and started running with those, that is who they became. Now, they didn't come from it. But
do
that
you
is,
think Ja was down like that no, in no, junior no. high or no, high? That, okay, that's
the example I'm using. I don't think he
saying.
Was. Yeah. I think, though, that being in Memphis, which is a heavy area for that, a city I frequent right. a lot of times in my life, and I just push back on, oh, man, you being something you not. You don't know what that man is. He may be that right now, and that's
why
he keep
doing. You know, we know what he is. He's a basketball yeah. player.
Well, there's
and
a lot
And he played
of...
AAU, and he went to Murray State. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. I'm not saying he can't be tough.
Yeah.
And he can't be, you know, like that life, but that's not what he was doing.
That's not what he was doing, but I get it, but I do tread lightly on any man can make a decision to change who he is and what he want to do. I'm with you. Something could happen to him. But if Ja feels like I'm down like this and I've been indoctrinated into this life by these people around me that other people, y'all don't know, this is what I am, dude. It's like I can't go against that. And if something
Why
happens
can't you
to
go
you,
against it if it's putting him in harm's way?
Because
the last thing we want to see is another young black man.
Absolutely.
That.
But he also is making a decision to be part of that life, Chris. And that's why I can't tell another grown man.
Well, you're either going to be a part of that life or you're going to be a part of the NBA.
True.
I mean, that's what the league is saying.
Yeah. So Carmelo Anthony said, Carmelo said the Davis Stern told him, sat him down and said, you're either going to be part of the NBA or you're going to be part of the street. So
there you go.
You're right.
And so you're right. If Ja says, yo, I'll give up the $200 million. I'll give up, right? Is he going to do all that?
No.
So that's all I'm saying. All right. It is the iCouple, VJ Husky in for Rob Parker. I'm Chris Broussard. Y'all keep it locked. It's plenty more coming.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, VJ, Vernon VJ Husky, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, VJ, Kyrie Irving, we know, you know, he's with the Dallas Mavericks right now, obviously about to be a free agent.
Yep.
And, you know, he was hoping L.A. would have some interest. But all the reports, and they've come out publicly and privately and said they don't.
Yeah.
The Phoenix Suns, there was talk that they might have some interest. Obviously, this Bradley Beal trade takes them out of any potential Kyrie Irving move. And even Houston, it was reported, might look at Kyrie if they can't get James Harden. But then it was reported today by Mark Stein, friend of our show, that Kyrie's down like third on their list. I mean, they got other point guards, Harden, Fred Van Vliet, that they would go for before Kyrie. So it looks like Dallas, and according to Mark Stein, Dallas is the only team right now, unless something changes, that looks like it has interest in Kyrie Irving. Does that surprise you? Do you think that's bad, that other teams should be going after him, or what?
Can I be cynical?
Yeah.
Do okay. Your thing. I think this is still backlash from what Kyrie went through with the Nets. And he was able to still come back, and then
you
they traded him.
Not
yeah,
him not
teams
being wanted by
yeah,
teams?
Exactly. Because like I love to steal your line. Basketball wise, a basketball sense, you want Kyrie Irving. If he's gonna play, and I get it, he's had some, you know, some mishaps in the past, but that was with COVID and vaccine and all that other stuff. We don't have to reprise all of that. But basketball wise, you don't want Kyrie Irving to be your point guard. He's third. James Harden and Fred Van Vliet, you are looking at
but
before
you know
Kyrie
why,
Irving.
Look, if it was about line up your point guard, I'll line up mine, and they play one-on-one, yeah, I want Kyrie. But Dallas went 5-11. With Kyrie and Luka, Dallas went from the fifth seed to the 11th.
Gave up too much to get him. They gave up too much to get
him. He's Kyrie Irving. Nah, you gave up two role players.
Two role players that were very productive on that basketball team.
But you got back a darn near superstar.
You still have to have camaraderie. Have time. We just admitted the same thing about Phoenix. How can it not be for Dallas, too? You didn't have a lot of time. They didn't have a lot of time together, man.
Luke, they went 5-11.
I know what they went, but all I'm saying is they didn't have enough time. You gave up some integral pieces coming down the stretch that you were going to need to actually keep up what you had when you got Kyrie there. Yeah, that's the easiest thing for people to say is they fell when they got Kyrie.
No, it's a true thing. It ain't like easy. It's the fact.
I know it's the fact, but it's still easy to call out and say without
the
adding
thing.
The other ingredients to it that you gave up
Dorian
a lot.
Finney Smith and Spencer Dinwiddie should not destroy your team.
Especially
when you're getting back a player that's twice as good as both of them.
I disagree. When you talk about camaraderie, and you talk about playing together, you talk about guys being in sync with each other. Guys weren't in sync. We saw the first five or six games. Him and Luka are trying not to offend. So you take the last. Oh no, I can't get open. Okay, no, here you take the last. We saw that. Why? That was why in front of us. Like the camaraderie's got to be there. You got to have time there. So I know
it's the fact
they fell in the rankings. They fell in the standings.
Go 9-7.
They didn't, though.
Don't fall all the way out of the freaking play-in.
Yeah,
I get it. I mean, you're not going to be clicking.
Nah.
But you can win more than 5 out of 16 games.
Obviously, they could. Obviously, they had camaraderie issues before they got there.
Kyrie had camaraderie issues in Boston.
I know.
Kyrie had issues with injuries in Brooklyn. Like, you said it like this is a backlash from what happened in Brooklyn. You're darn right.
I said I was being cynical.
It was 4 years of mess in there.
I said I was being cynical.
No, you are right. You're not saying something mysterious. The reason teams do not want Kyrie is not because he is not a fantastic basketball player. It is not because, in my view, I've always been calling him a future Hall of Famer.
Yep.
It is because of the off-the-court stuff that always seems to come up. And then even on the court, he has had issues like just not maximizing a team.
I just think that when you're telling me Fred VanVleet and Harden, who people crush Harden. They crush him in the media, the TV, radio.
But they crush him for the playoff performance.
But you're telling me he's on your list with that young team, and I love that Udoka. Thank you. I'm glad he got that job, and I think he can, in time, they're going to need some other pieces to turn Houston around. But you're telling me that those two guys before Kyrie, who could come in and be an explosive type player for you, and with that,
I would
with
want
that,
VanVleet before
over
Kyrie.
Kyrie.
He's not better. Don't get me wrong. He's not even in the same class as Kyrie. But you know what? He's a better leader. I'm not going to have any issues off the court. He's going to show up. He's not going to take a week off here or there. He's not as injury prone as Kyrie. And most importantly, he is not going to take shots away from my young guns. From Jalen Green and from Jabari Smith and Shingun and Porter Jr. and all, like, he will set them up to be their best selves. Kyrie go in there and this is just his game, but he's gonna do himself.
How much?
He's better than all of those guys right now. But Kyrie plus those young guys is not getting you anywhere. It's just the timetable you're on.
Yeah. Now the cynical part, I'll move away from. I don't think people are after him just on the intelligent NBA sports knowledge part, is I think Kyrie's asking for too much money. And I don't think teams are willing to pay him what he's asking for on the length of what he's asking for, because the week he took off to be with his sister, the COVID stuff, the sharing of the video and stuff. I think the money aspect is the real reason. If Kyrie said, okay, you know what, and I'll just throw a hypothetical number out. If Kyrie said, okay, I can't get 180, but can we do 3 years, 110, 120? I believe more teams would go. Oh, okay. Because it would show that, okay, listen, I'm out of my own way, guys. But I'm out of my own head. I can mature. I can be a bigger dude. Okay, but can we do 130? Can we do 125?
You went from being skeptical to being unrealistic. I feel you. I agree. Like, look.
If he did that, I think more teams would be knocking on
doors. But here's
the
problem. Kyrie was playing in Brooklyn with his buddy, Kevin Durant.
Not a lot.
Because of injuries.
Yeah,
but I'm saying he was there with his buddy, Kevin Durant. They were on a roll. They won 18 out of 21 games. Had a chance to get to the finals, maybe.
Yep.
Defense was clicking, everything. And he was at home in Brooklyn, where he grew up in Jersey, but that Nets were the team he rooted for. He was living in Jersey. He had around his family, all that. He left it because they were like, we're not giving you like 4 year max deal.
Yeah, he wanted a max deal. Yeah, like 200.
So if he was willing to leave his home because they weren't going to give him that, I doubt he's going to ask for that somewhere else. I feel you, but
maybe,
look,
I hope maturity has set in with Kyrie realization. I won't say maturity because that's knocking the man. I hope realization is setting in that, hey, I can't get this money, but I can settle.
He might get it from Dallas.
You think, wow.
I mean, there's talk, well, because they,
like, what, 180?
Well, he could get 4 years, 210.
Who?
The 5 years, 270, I don't think that's on the table.
No, that's not
happening. 4 years, 210. But Dallas is weighing, look, we want Kyrie back. We want a team-friendly deal, but we also want to give him we know we have to give him a deal that he feels good about. You know what I'm saying? So he doesn't come in with an attitude, missing games. Maybe there's a fake questionable injury, let's put it that way. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Not healthy. Yeah. So it's a tough situation. All right, we got plenty more to talk about. Speaking of tough situations, Zion is up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
B. Finn, thank you. Remember, you got VJ Husky going.
I love it. We're going to go play golf sometime.
We have to. Yeah. Oh, and a 101 right. And a game of horse.
And a game of horse. Yep. And Chris, you are welcome to
next
join.
Next time I'm out there, I'm joining y'all.
Which will next be in the next, yeah, next millennium.
I know, right? Next Super Bowl right. For Radio Row.
We are the iCouple, live from the TireRack.com studios. VJ Husky in for Rob Parker. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards will automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at Discover.com/match. All right. Zion. So do you think the New Orleans Pelicans, now the reports now are that he's not on the trading block. It is simply that, look, they love Scoot Henderson. And if they have to give up Zion to get Scoot, they might. So where are you? What are your feelings, VJ, on Zion? Do you think they need to move him and send him out for a fresh start somewhere?
Absolutely. If I'm the New Orleans Pelicans, I trade Zion as fast as I can go to a burger shop after I leave the studio here. That's my thing. I go get me a burger every time after I do radio. I feel good. I want to eat bad. I go get me a burger. I'm going that fast to move Zion because he has clearly shown that he's not there. When we had Eddie Johnson on, he said it. It's a guy in the league that's played, been around these guys. Just because you're touted to be a star, just because you're touted that with all this great athletic ability that he has, doesn't mean guys all want it the same. Guys get distracted by a lot of different things. No, I don't. But this is nothing new for me. I've been on this train about 6 months, and I put it out on Fox Sports Radio Airways. I just don't think that he wants it. I think got to the league, got some notoriety, got the money. He's still going to be around for the next decade because there's always going to be somebody that thinks that they can work with him and that they can get something out of
him.
Maybe a decade's long. But we agree, he's in the league for the next 5 years.
He'll probably be around as a player.
Exactly.
Like I'm saying, if he doesn't turn it around within the next – 2-3 years, I don't think people will think, oh, I can unlock that in him again.
But he may stay in the league, but
he'll be more like a role player.
Exactly.
And, you know, he's just a guy. We've seen that happen with a lot of players.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
At one point, they looked like stars, and then it never materialized. I feel you, and I've said that if indeed they trade him, it's more than a physical thing. It's more than, oh, he can't get on the court. It is, they don't think he wants it. They don't think he wants to work hard enough to get in the shape he needs to play 70 games a year.
Yes.
So I feel you on that. I'm just not convinced that he's there yet. I would not trade him because when he does play, he's a monster. Like, he ain't pretty good. He's not showing signs. He gets busy.
He's a beast.
Yes. And so I'm not ready to give up on him yet. But I feel like if they really love Scoot, like on the other hand, if I'm Charlotte, I'm trying to get him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give up that second pick. Now, Scoot might be all that. And I talked to somebody today that was saying, yeah, he got that Kobe, that Mamba mentality. Mm. Like, he just wants it. But they have LaMelo Ball. And maybe a fresh start is what Zion needs. If I'm Charlotte, I am trading the number 2 pick for Zion Williamson if I can get Zion for him. And look, Jordan still got minority ownership.
Yes.
He's going to be around the team. I would try to link Zion up with Michael and see if Michael can talk some sense into him and get him out there. And maybe he can't, but I'd give it a try.
I'm taking the Bill Belichick approach on this. A year early before a year too late. You know how the Patriots would cut guys? And we'd be like, what's going on? And they're like, listen, we see it a year before everybody else does. Hey, you want to sign him? Go ahead and sign him. But we are with him every day. We're around him all the time. We know what he is and what he's got left. I'm taking that approach on Zion. I'm going early out on this. I'm out on Zion Williamson being with the New Orleans Pelicans and being able to change this franchise around. Trade the number 2 pick if you can. Call Portland and see if Dame, if you could team up Dame and McCullough again, and you could keep B.I. there. You got some pieces there. Like, go that route.
Oh, so you saying call Portland
for number 3 also. Absolutely.
If I'm Portland, I'm doing that.
Absolutely for Dame, yes.
And they get to keep the 3rd pick?
Who?
Woo! Portland?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just say, listen.
So they could get Zion. I don't know if Scoot will still be there, but no, man.
He won't, but Scoot won't be at the three, though.
That's, Scoot probably going at second. Yeah, he probably Scoot's going gone. Second, but, yeah. You know, it's a possibility. But no, I would, because I think Portland is going about this the wrong way anyway. I think they should move. I don't, look, if they got Zion for the third pick, then I would give it a year with Dame. I would see if Zion can stay healthy, because if he does, they wouldn't win the West, but they'd be dynamite. They'd be really good.
Yeah, really
they'd
good.
They'd be in the hunt, you know? And so I would give that a shot, but I don't, you know, if otherwise Dame for Zion, if I'm Portland, I'm doing that.
Yeah, I'm out, I'm out. And I like your idea if you give it a year and then sit them down. Sit them both. Tell the plan. We're giving this a year. Tell them both man-to-man, face-to-face.
No, I feel you. Sometimes these executives need to just sit a brother down
yes,
and talk.
And just talk. Put the phones
man
away.
Man-to-man.
Thank you.
Like,
thank
yo,
put
the, yes. Here's what we're trying to do.
What do you want to do? And keep it a buck. No phones, no media,
no doubt.
Handlers, none of your homeboy, your agent, nobody.
Me and you.
You and me. Because at the end of the day, that's what this is. Your agent don't play. Your homeboy don't play. Your lady, I'm sorry. What do you want to do? And let's go there. Let's get that. I would sit them both down and say, listen, this is 1 year. This is Zion. This is 1 year. Dame, if it don't work, we'll move you, buddy. All right. We're sorry. We tried, but this is it. And you move. If you can do them too.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and VJ. VJ Husky in for Rob Parker. We are live from the TireRack.com studios and brought to you by Irish Spring. Now, the fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test.
It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Same when we put Chris and VJ's combined 81 years of journalism experience to the test. Let's see if they'll do a good source and a bad source. I got 7 stories. They all sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to Chris and VJ to tell me which sources are good. So let's get to it. Story number 1. My sources say that the Pittsburgh Pirates bus driver, on the heels of their 7-2 loss against the Cubs on Thursday, was pulled over for DUI while driving the team from Chicago to Milwaukee. VJ, my source is good.
Yeah, your sources are 100% right, dead on good.
Wow. I hadn't heard that story, but it looks like VJ read about it, so I'm going to say true. Oh. I didn't see that story.
Did you know that story, VJ?
Absolutely. Okay. I did read about that. I'm dipping into baseball a whole. Rob's got me into baseball this year. Yeah, they got pulled over. The bus got pulled over.
He had
over.
To get fired. I'm sorry. Come on, man.
He was drunk.
DUI?
Yep. Driving the team.
You putting all these guys' life in danger? Yep. Come on, man. That's terrible.
All right, here we go. Story number 2. YouTube boxing sensation Jake Paul is in some hot water in Puerto Rico right now because a local reporter is accusing him and going viral while doing it of blocking public access to the beach where his new mansion is. So where his mansion is, where the security gates are, it's blocked access to what is a public beach. Chris, my source is good.
I am going to say that that is false.
I'm going to say it's true because I think the guy's a jerk, so I hope it's true so I can call him even more of a jerk.
Wow.
VJ running away with this one.
It's 1-0.
It's 2. Actually, it's 2-0.
It's 2-0.
No, it's 2. How's it 2? I got the first one right, too.
Oh,
we both got the
whatever.
First one right.
2-1.
Look at you.
I don't keep score anymore. All right, here we go. Story number.
You can't count anymore.
You always lose anyways, Chris, so what's the difference?
You can't count anymore.
Story number 3. My sources say.
You're just making it worse on you, Rob G. Keep talking that madness. I'm going to beat you even worse than I did last time,
the co-host. That Leonard Fournette just got a new tattoo for reasons I'll never understand on his left and right calf. It's a tattoo portrait of Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey on his right calf, the stars of the movie Dumb and Dumber. VJ, are my sources good?
I love that movie, and I think it's classic that someone would do that. And when you saw that tat, you would say, oh, man, I get it. You wouldn't look at it like, that's a stupid tat. It's pretty cool because it's a classic movie. So I'm going to say sources are true.
I would look at it like, that's a stupid tat, all right? You proven it, too. You're proving that it's accurate, though, Dumb and Dumber, if you get that tattooed on you. But I think it was somebody else, not Leonard Fournette.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Oh, there we go. Now it's even. What you got to say now, Rob?
Now, he did get a tattoo that looks like that, but it's from the movie Bronx Tale.
Ah, okay.
It wasn't Dumb and
Who
Dumber.
Who would get, VJ, be honest, you never would get Jim Carrey tattooed over...
But I can recite the movie. I can recite the movie word for word. I'm part of the cult of that movie, so I understand why somebody would.
But you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. No.
All right.
Here we go. Story number 4. Sources say here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Tyson Fury, heavyweight boxing champion of the world, issued a challenge on social media over the weekend, challenging to fight UFC's John Jones and former UFC heavyweight champ Francis Ngannou. Back to back in the same night in a special hybrid fight of the two heavyweight champions or former heavyweight champions. Chris, my source is good.
Wow. I can't believe I wouldn't have seen that. I'm going to say true, though. I'm going to say true.
God, Tyson does some crazy stuff. He's out there like that. But I'm going to say this is false.
Don't call it a comeback.
I would like to see. I mean, look.
I didn't see that.
I think
though.
He beat both of those guys. Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't see that.
I was about
either.
To say, I'm surprised I didn't see that.
If it's a boxing match, he wins either way. It doesn't matter.
He'll beat him. Yeah, he'll beat him. But I just like to see him fight Ngannou. I actually like to see Ngannou fight somebody else.
Well,
first,
I saw Ngannou and John Jones kind of have a face off at a fight this weekend. They were talking with each other and they want to fight, but I didn't.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, Ngannou, obviously, the problem
with that is Ngannou's not in UFC anymore, right? That's the big issue.
Yeah, he left.
I don't know how that's going to happen. And because Chris played the four corners offense there at the end, stalling out a story, Chris Broussard gets the win.
In the words of the great Muhammad Ali, eat your words. Eat your words, Rob G. I'm not even talking about vanilla. I'm talking about you. Butterscotch. Eat your words. Keep it locked, y'all.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.